This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 113 for Thursday, October 24th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is moving higher Thursday morning, strengthened by comparable oils. Malaysian palm oil is seeing large gains, while Chicago soybean is up by more than one United States cent per pound. European rapeseed and crude oil are also moving higher. The Canadian dollar is steady compared to Wednesday's close. The Bank of Canada cut its key interest rate by 50 basis points on Wednesday. The January canola contract is up $7.70 per ton at $653.50. In the U.S., corn and soybeans are up, while wheat is mixed. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported 3.6 million tons of export sales of 2024-25 U.S. corn during the week ended October 17th, slightly above trade estimates and up 62% from the previous week. Nearly half of the total sales went to Mexico. In addition, 581,200 tons of 2025-26 corn were also sold. The USDA reported this morning sales of 227,600 tons of U.S. corn to Japan and another 165,000 to unknown destinations. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported ethanol production at an average of 1.081 million barrels per day during the weekend of October 23rd, up 39,000 from the previous week. Ethanol stocks were down 52,000 barrels at 22.223 million. The December corn contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.22. 2.151 million tons of 2024-25 U.S. soybeans were sold for export during the weekend of October 17th, near the higher end of trade expectations and up 26% from the week before. Also, 159,900 tons of U.S. soy meal and 29,000 tons of U.S. soy oil were also sold for export. The USDA also announced the sale of 198,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations this morning. China's outstanding sales total 6.182 million tons compared to 5.684 million last year, while outstanding exports total 4.228 million tons versus 5.46 million 1 year ago. The southern half of Brazil should see above normal rainfall over the next 2 weeks. The November soybean contract is up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.07. Export sales for U.S. wheat totaled 532,900 tons for the weekend of October 17th, up 6% from the week before. The seven-day forecast for the U.S. Southern Plains looked dry after receiving rains last week and early this week. The USDA's attaché in Australia estimated the country's wheat crop to be 28.5 million tons, up 1.9 million from the previous estimate, but down 3.5 million from the 10-year average. Exports would decline 1.2 million tons at 20 million. The December Chicago wheat contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $5.80. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $5.85. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $6.16. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, October 24th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.